And this is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. The University of Louisiana System Board has decided to delay hiring their own president, Jim Henderson. Henderson wants to be Louisiana Tech's next president, and they want to pause to allow public input. Henderson says it's just procedural and practical ramifications of having a system president interested in becoming a university president.
I think I'm uniquely qualified for it for a number of reasons, and the board action today is a step towards getting some input and some feedback from some key constituent groups.
For the last 6 years, Henderson has been president of the state's largest higher education system with 9 member schools and more than 90,000 students. Henderson says returning to a university environment was always his plan, and Louisiana Tech is special to him.
Tech is just an exceptional institution with a global impact, and my relationship with it goes back more than 80 years. It's exciting to be in consideration, and I look forward to working and speaking with faculty and students as we go through this process.
Henderson will give up his role as a system leader if he's named the president of Louisiana Tech at a special meeting in less than 3 weeks. His late parents were graduates of the university, and he currently has a family member attending Louisiana Tech.
My youngest son is a sophomore chemical engineering major there now, and he's excited that his mother's cooking may be coming closer to him. It's just a perfect scenario for the Henderson family, and I hope eventually for Louisiana Tech.
Henderson would replace current Louisiana Tech president Les Geis, who announced his retirement last month. Retired NFL quarterback Brett Favre's deposition in a civil lawsuit regarding a Mississippi welfare scandal has been postponed at the request of his attorneys. Favre is among more than 36 defendants in a lawsuit filed by the state human services director to try to recover the welfare money that was allegedly used to fund pet projects. The Pro Football Hall of Famer has denied wrongdoing and sued the state auditor who investigated the misspending for defamation. Instead of going to needy families, about $5 million in welfare funds helped paid for a volleyball arena at Southern Miss, and another $1.7 million went to develop a concussion treatment drug that investigators have said Favre supported. No criminal charges have been brought against Favre, although a former welfare department director and other people have pleaded guilty in their part due to the misspending. I'm Corey Crow. You're listening to 90.3 KEDM Monroe, a community service of the University of Louisiana Monroe.